Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it sort of bittersweet for you because you're going to, by the time the projects are identified and start moving along, you'll be out of office?
Well, you know, there's never an easy time to stop being mayor of a city if you love the city, because the city is a work in progress always, right? But I think that we could take pride in my administration that we've laid the foundation for what I think is going to be a really strong period of growth in the immediate future for the city of Niagara Falls. And hopefully, you know, as a leading tourism destination in the Buffalo-Niagara metro area, for the Western New York region as a whole.
Of the 10 proposals that were laid out in the application, what are one or two that you think have the best chance of actually happening?
Well, you know, again, looking at what's happened in some other municipalities, the process I would describe as tweaking. It's not as though the major thrust of, you know, the way projects have been described has changed dramatically in the other communities, I think, Olean, Jamestown, and Lockport, that have been through this process. But you know, as has been mentioned, the really transformative thing that's happening in the neighborhood is the removal of the Robert Moses Parkway. But then in order to connect the neighborhood to the waterfront, there are improvements that we have to do on our side of the line. So some of those are public realm improvements, improving pedestrian and cycle access to the trail system that is going to be created as part of the parkway program, for example, looking after the aesthetics of the street. Escape. You know, what are the street lights like? What are benches like? What are waste receptacles like? You know, does the sidewalk need to be adjusted? You know, how do we do improvements along this entire Main Street corridor at critical corners where there are key connections to the gorge to make sure that the spirit of the park is drawn up into the city? Because we think that is what is going to be attractive both to developers and investors, and we've seen some of that already, but we think also to future and, you know, current residents of the neighborhood.
So in Olean, I understand a lot of the money was spent on walkability and sidewalks and things like that, where, for instance, in Jamestown, a lot of it was gap funding for renovating buildings and projects that were already in the works. Is Niagara Falls, do you expect to be kind of a mix of both of that?
The proposal that we made was somewhat more than 50% public realm improvements. You know, again, playing off the removal of the parkway, but there was also a substantial fund, some of which was designed to assist in large projects, some of which could be new builds, some of which was designed to assist in rehabilitation of historic structures, because there's some tremendous historic bones still remaining along Main Street, but some of it, you know, was designed for assistance with residential rehabs, again, guarding against what's happened in some other you know, hot development districts across the country where there have been problems with gentrification, where the people who waited for something great to happen in their neighborhood got pushed out at the same time the great things were happening.
Is gentrification a problem, though?
It's not a problem. It's not a problem here now. But again, we're making decisions for impacts that we don't anticipate for sometimes 5 or 10 years into the future. And, you know, we've been on in terms of our forecasting. You know, you're not going to have a problem with gentrification if affordable housing is baked into your plan from the beginning, and that's what we intend to do. We think we have the right private sector partners to help us do that.
So what do you think will have the biggest impact of all this? Do you think it will be the streetscape, the curbs and sidewalks?
I think that that's going to have the biggest impact, because that's going to facilitate private sector investment. You know, Anthony said maybe 4 or 5 to 1 leveraging. I think that's what I would expect in terms of initial investments. But at the end of the day, you know, when we look back from 10 years into the future, if we got something between 10 and 20 times leveraging, you know, out of these dollars, it wouldn't surprise me. The DRI is going to be most effective is in a place where there's a social need that meets up with a market opportunity, and that's exactly what you've got in the Bridge District along Main Street.
So are these funds that are going to be sort of sprinkled out throughout the city, or do you think that it'll be really a shot in the arm, I guess, to use the
cliche
in a specific area?
We targeted a specific area because we believe that, first of all, was an area of greatest need for the city, but we also believe that because of some of the public realm investments that have been made already, most notably the train station and then the parkway removal, we felt like the market was going to eventually find this place, and by getting some government money involved, we could help, you know, make those private sector dollars arrive in larger, you know, amounts and even sooner.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.